This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday we started part two of the second message on the subject of anger from James, the first chapter, 19 through 26. We mentioned last week that last week's message was the most requested message that I've ever given in 30 years plus on the radio. There's got to be a reason for that. Anger is something that touches your heart and mind, both on the giving end and on the receiving end. Let's continue with part two of the second message. I want to talk about anger in some ways that I didn't talk about last week. First of all, I want to talk about verse 21, if we could bring that up again. Verse 21, therefore, because of the statement on anger, James says, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. When any time you see the word therefore in the Bible, it's a reference to what just has been said. So James has just said, man's anger doesn't produce the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, because of that, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent. I'm going to share something with you I honestly can tell you I've never heard any minister talk about, ever. Is it possible that some of the anger in your life and my life is because of the moral filth we allow into our lives? By what we read, what we watch, what we listen to? I want to suggest there's a correlation, there's a connection. It may not be a cause, but it's correlated. It may not cause all the anger in your life or my life, but there's a linkage between the two, between the moral filth that we allow into our lives and our level of anger. The second word is the word evil, but it means more than evil in terms of good and evil. Here's what evil means. It means malice. Malice is ill will. Some of you experience malice in your heart. You experienced it this week and you didn't know what to call it. You know what malice is? It's wishing ill will on somebody else. You know you have malice in your heart when you want somebody else to get bad news from a doctor. Do people do that? Sure they do. You know you have malice in your heart if you want somebody else to have trouble in their marriage. Well, I wish he'd go through what I'm going through. I wish she'd go through what I went through. That's malice, ill will on another person. Malice is wanting another family to have problems with their children, like you've had problems, perhaps, and you want to wish ill will on them. That's malice. And so James, I think, gives us a hint on two of the causes of anger: moral filth and malice, ill will toward other people. I'm not saying that's the only causes of anger in your life. They're not the only causes of anger in my life. But it's something to consider this morning, because there is a spiritual dimension to anger that most Christian people fail to recognize. I heard a chaplain speak, an Air Force chaplain speak at Rickenbacker Air National Guard Base years ago, and he was telling about talking to a group of officers about the subject of anger. He said when he was done, an Air Force major came up to him and said, boy, you really got me today, chaplain. That's my problem, but you see, I grew up that way, and I can't control it. I have to excuse it because that's the way my dad was. That's the way I was raised. And so it's just a part of me, and it just happened. Sorry. And the chaplain grabbed him by the arm and said, let me ask you a question. If you were in the presence of a 3-star or 4-star general, would you lose your temper? And he said, oh, no, I know. I'm smarter than that. I'm not that stupid. He said, would you do that in front of this officer or that officer, the commanding officer of the base? No, I wouldn't do that. I'm too smart to do that. And then finally, it sunk into this Air Force major what he was saying, that he did have control. And then the chaplain said this: do you realize that every time you lose your temper, you do that in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? He had nothing to say to that.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.